Good evening. Welcome to this evening's edition of the Rich Urban Show. I'm your host, Richard Urban, coming from historic Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. We bring you news and views from the Unification Principle point of view. Tonight's episode is, what is your motivation for doing good? So I'd like to examine that question in this show. One example is, I received in my inbox some newsletter called Feel Amazing Daily. And so I was looking at it, and then they had some piece in there about some article about, vaccine hesitancy. And let's see what they have to say about it. So without coming out and saying, hey, you should get your vaccines, they kind of were talking about vaccine hesitancy and now it's an issue. And then that got me to wondering, well, who's funding this? What's their motivation for writing this? Is this some subtle piece put out by Big Pharma? How you should go get your jabs, even though they don't work, or they're killing a lot of people, or whatever the case may be, depending, whether it's COVID jab or some other kind of jab. So, what is people's motivation? And in fact, it seems like there's been a decline in society in over years, decades, centuries, maybe, I don't know, of motivation for doing goodness just because it's good. So I'd like to start off with a quote from Samuel Hopkins. He's an 18th century American preacher who was a student of Jonathan Edwards, also the great 18th century American preacher. So let's look at a quote. So this quote is from the book The Coming Kingdom, Essays in American Millennialism and Eschatology, edited by M. Darrell Bryant and Donald W. Dayton. Central to Hopkins' theology was a notion of disinterested benevolence. In this, Hopkins followed Edwards' emphasis on the Christian life as grounded in consent to being itself. For Hopkins, the central dynamic in the Christian life revolved around the overcoming of selfishness and the attainment of a disposition of disinterested benevolence. On the basis of this theological affirmation, Hopkins offered an analysis of what he considered the major social issue facing the colonies as they entered into the struggle with England. And he was a proponent of the dealing with the fact that slavery was not being dealt with. They were saying that they, being the early colonists who were promoting the American Revolution, were saying, on the one hand, we're, fighting off England. On the other hand, we have thousands of enslaved people of African descent. So he was pointing out this dichotomy. But I especially want to point to this idea of disinterested benevolence, consent to being itself. So you do things, in other words, because they're right. So this sounds like a simple idea, doing things because they're right. But how many of us really do that? What is our motivation? Is it colored by, I will get out of it ultimately? There is a whole purpose and a self-purpose. Ultimately, if you're doing something for others, it will ultimately benefit you. But what is really your motivation for doing that thing you're doing, whatever it is, whether it's a good deed or good works or even the main focus of your life or your mission? Why are you doing it? Are you doing it to get brownie points? Are you doing it to make someone else happy? Are you doing it for money? I mean, it might be okay to receive some compensation, but what is your ultimate motivation? And we should only do things really because they're right. So that is an attitude of having a humble attitude, like Samuel Hopkins, the preacher I was just quoting from. He was talking about how there had been a certain hubris developing among millennialists in the colonial era, the 18th century, the 1700s, where, they were saying, America is this chosen nation, and therefore God is blessed and everything we're doing and so on. But that was not the attitude of Jonathan Edwards, especially later in his career. And then his student, Samuel Hopkins, developed that even further, this idea of disinterested benevolence, doing things because they're right. And then ultimately that will bear the necessary fruit. So that means we do things based on absolute values. And as Reverend Moon says, Father Moon, we do things based on our conscience. Our conscience, or a better description might be original mind or God within us. And that needs to be informed by the truth. So what we believe is true is a very important part of that. We need to inform our original mind with the truth. So I definitely recommend studying the unification principle, which you can find on our website, which is a very advanced delineation of the truth. And these are basic teachings that Reverend Moon laid out. And those of you who are reading the daily inspiration I put out, you're receiving teachings from Reverend Moon, and those can inform you and help you to move in the right direction. So ultimately, we want to fulfill God's original ideal of creation. Genesis 1:28, be fruitful, multiply, have dominion. And ultimately, that has always been God's purpose. So millennialism would not involve people floating up in the air or some kind of supernatural phenomenon like that. No, it involves fulfilling God's purpose of creation. And that is possible now, especially through the work that Reverend Moon has done and coming as the true parent and true parents with his wife, Mrs. Moon, made it possible for us to enter this type of era, those that 200 years ago, 250 years ago, they were longing for, where we can actually fulfill this idea of creation. But we should check always, and I should check my motivation and do things because they are the right thing to do. So I think that's something you should filter with. Is it based on the truth? Does it help others? Is it fulfilling God's will? Is my motivation just to do it because it's right, not because you're making money out of it, or there's some political advantage or other advantage, or jockeying for position, or so on and so on and so on? There are all kinds of motivations people have, but this is the true Christian motivation, be doing something because it's right. Or as I just read in Samuel Hopkins' quote, being for the sake of being. So I'd like to revisit that one more time and conclude. Central to Hopkins' theology was the notion of disinterested benevolence. In this, Hopkins followed Edwards' emphasis on the Christian life as grounded in consent to being itself. For Hopkins, the central dynamic in the Christian life revolved around the overcoming of selfishness and the attainment of a disposition of disinterested benevolence. On the basis of this theological affirmation, Hopkins offered an analysis of what he considered the major social issues facing the colonies as they entered into the struggle with England. So this analysis of disinterested benevolence is something that all of us should have as we go through life. And as we filter out what we get, you know, what is the motivation? What's the motivation behind it? Is it money? Is it power? Or is it centered on really helping others because it's the right thing to do? Thanks for listening. I hope you'll join us next week. Do subscribe to Daily Inspiration. And check out all our sites like Urban Life Training and unionstation.love. Be blessed, and we will see you next time.